Hey y'all, I just wanted to give a little heads up slash explanation for this episode. So when Samantha did her notes, this case was still listed as unsolved. After recording and while doing some last minute edits, we realized that new information and an arrest in this case has occurred. So at the end of the episode, you're going to notice a little spot that we kind of add on. So just keep that in mind as you listen, and we hope you enjoy. Hey y'all, it's Crystal.
And it's Samantha, and this is Serialholic Sisters.
True crime shit. Hey girl. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
How's it going?
It's a going, it's a going.
It's a me, Mario.
It's a me.
I love when I say something and then you just repeat it back to me.
I know. I had to do it in my own little Mario voice though.
It's great. It's great. I got a touch of the peritonitis.
True.
So yeah. We're here. Finally, it's fine. Everything's fine. This is what time we planned on recording originally. So
not at all. It has been, I swear to God, everything keeps going wrong. And it's always my weeks.
It seems like it is a lot of times your weeks, but it's not always things on your end. It just goes back and forth.
I know, but it makes me really irritated. So like we originally had planned to record like several days ago, something came up. Then I felt awful the next day, which I don't know if I just had like a 24-hour, but I mean, it kind of was more than 24 hours, but I don't know what happened.
Something like, hit you real hard.
It did. And it's so crazy because, me and Crystal zoomed our brothers, and it's kind of a rare thing. It doesn't happen very often.
Right. So like the four of us all live in separate places in the U.S. So we got one in New York, one in Iowa, I'm in Mississippi, you're in Kansas. So every once in a blue moon, we'll get to do like a four sibling Zoom meeting. And this always includes drinks and it always goes way too long.
Except I literally didn't drink a thing.
Which makes no sense. So I thought you felt bad the next day because just like us, we stayed up. I stayed up on this meeting till 5 a.m.
Yeah, and I didn't. I actually got off before anybody. I was so tired. I was like 2 o'clock in the morning when I got off.
At 5 a.m. I got off. I was like, oh my God, it's 5 in the morning. I'm still drinking. I'm going to be dead tomorrow. This is going to be awful.
And see, I'm not really a drinker. And I'm the only one, I think, out of all of us that's not really a drinker.
Right, right.
So I did not drink a drop of alcohol at all. And everybody else was fine the next day. But I felt like I got hit by a bus.
I mean, I wasn't fine. I felt pretty shitty. I have realized now that I'm not in my 20s anymore. And I can't drink like that. So I was definitely hungover, definitely slept later than I normally do, and took a nap, which never happens.
It was just so funny.
I was not near as knocked out as you, which made no sense because you didn't drink.
Literally, not even a freaking drop.
It was odd. It was odd.
It was so weird.
Yeah, so I was going to let everybody in on our new family edition. So we have a brand new little puppy. He's 10 weeks old. He's like half miniature schnauzer, half Boston Terrier.
And he looks like a little old man.
He does. He's black, but his chin's just got like this little white beard, and it's so freaking cute.
It's so cute.
So his name is Pablo, spelled B-E-A-U. Let me explain.
I know. When she says this to me, I'm like, but that doesn't spell Pablo or sound like Pablo at all. That spells Beau.
Yes. So my son has been wanting a dog forever. That's like his dog, you know, which we have the family dog. We have Sully, a.k.a. Sullivan James Bean III. And he's supposed to be the family dog. But I mean, come on, let's be real. He's like mine and my daughter's dog. Like,
right.
He's with us all the time. So Tyler's like, it's not fair. Like, I've always wanted a dog. And all the dogs always are just gravitated to you. I'm like, okay, so let's do this. We get him a puppy, brand new puppy. I'm like, you can name him whatever. This is your puppy. You take care of him. And he's like, I got this. His name's Pablo. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, his name's Pablo. And I'm like, he doesn't really look like a Pablo.
But he does look like a Pablo. So he does. When you think about it and you see pictures of this puppy, and if you knew how her son was, then he is a Pablo 100%.
It's true. It's true. So it's fine or whatever. Doesn't look like Pablo. Whatever. You can name him what you want. But I've been calling him Bobo.
Because
So
here's my
she's been
plan.
confusing him.
Well, so Bobo is very close to Pablo, so it shouldn't confuse him very much, right? This is my master plan. So I'm calling him Bobo, Pablo, Bobo, similar. Eventually, I'm going to
Probably.
shorten it to Bo, spelled BEAU, because I've always wanted a dog named Bo, spelled BEAU, because I'm slightly fancy, but not really. And yeah, so that's my master plan. He can have him as a Pablo, and Bo can be a nickname, and it's a win-win, right? I'm not a bad mother, right? I said you could have the name. I'm just changing it, but not really.
That is hilarious.
No.
No, not at all. But it's
I will
okay.
say I called and made him an appointment for his checkup and next shots at the vet for next week, and they asked his name, and I told them Pablo. So
Did they laugh when you said it? Because I would
they
have.
did. They did. They're like, that's
That's
so cute. And
hilarious.
I was like, is it? You know? So
That's
yeah,
hilarious.
that's my little fun update for what's going on in our world, because we don't have enough going on with everything. We had to add a puppy to it.
I was gonna say, I don't really have much going on. I'm in the middle of writing a book.
What? This is brand new
Yes,
information.
I know. I haven't told anybody.
Well, now
Other
you've told
than
everybody. You know,
I know. Well,
our three listeners. No, I'm just
I
kidding.
was waiting to say, yeah, really. I was waiting to say that I've been actually doing it for months, but I've been waiting to even mention it to anybody. Because I wanted to make sure that I could get more than a couple chapters out of it first.
Right, like a
And
paragraph, and then you're just stuck.
yeah.
It was
So
summer and it was hot.
I was like, I want to write about, like, I'm constantly thinking of different things. And so I was like, oh, I'm gonna try to write about, and I like writing. I've done it for a while. I mean, I just got that
That
scholarship
scholarship,
too,
yeah, that, which is
so for
awesome.
writing. So I was like, but this was, I've been writing this prior, like before that. So I was like, oh, I thought about it months ago, started doing it, and I've gotten several chapters in. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll actually mention that I'm writing it. Hopefully it'll keep me motivated to finish it. But other than that, that's about all I've got.
Well, that I can't wait for the finished product, so
I know.
I mean, I can totally like proofread in between, you know.
Just gonna say, I actually was the reason I was mentioning it to you too, like now, is because I was gonna see if maybe I send some chapters to you and you tell me if it even sounds okay.
Yeah, totally.
So,
Totes my
anyways,
guts. Anyways, look, we've just been blabbing and blabbing.
yeah, so it's
Maybe we
my
should
week.
get into the case. That's probably why people are here. They're like, shut
I
up.
know, I know. It is my week, it
It is
is
your
my
week.
week, and I just want to say that you guys probably already know, but this case is going to be unsolved because it's me.
That's funny.
And Crystal actually said something this past weekend when we were chatting with our brothers that maybe if I keep like doing these cases, then maybe one of them will finally get solved.
Right,
And
like maybe that'll be incentive and
it
something'll
actually kind of,
happen.
I was going to say, it kind of actually made me think about it. And I was like, oh man, that would be so freaking nice. But
Right.
so this case is unsolved. And by unsolved, obviously there's suspects,
Right.
but it's not closed. It's still definitely
It's
open.
open. Okay.
So let's get into it. So this case isn't as old as some of my other unsolved cases that I've talked about. This one was actually in 2017.
Okay. So pretty recent. I
So
still think that's like yesterday, but no,
it's
apparently not.
not though.
I know.
It's actually quite a while.
Apparently, which makes me feel even older. So cool.
So it was February 13th in 2017, and this day was already different for most winter days because it was very unusually warm.
Did you say where? Did I miss that?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
It was warm, and this is the day that Abigail or Abby Williams and her friend Liberty or Libby German had the day off from school.
Okay.
This was in a town called Delphi, Indiana. And the two girls had begged Libby's older sister, Kelsey, to drop them off at a local hiking trail to spend time walking around and taking pictures, which is not
Okay.
unusual for two young friends who were just only 13 years old to like go and do.
They were 13.
They were 13
Okay.
to go out and like explore things. So
Yes.
having a teenager They get kind of stir crazy when they're inside, especially if it's nice out and it's winter. You probably want to go and do something fun.
Right.
Which I'm a helicopter mom, so it doesn't happen now for mine. But
literally yesterday, my daughter and her friend that lives down the street, they're like, can we go on a walk? And I remembered when I was younger, about that age, 13, 14, me and my friends would walk the neighborhood
all the
all
time.
Day, every day.
All the time.
Yesterday, I was like, yes, you can go on a walk. I am also going to go with you and walk a little bit behind. So that's cool.
So it's so funny you say that, because I got to thinking that too. Like, I do let my oldest walk a couple blocks away to go play basketball, but we have technology now. Like, it's
right.
expanded so much. You know, when we were kids, we didn't have cell phones
right.
that were tracking us. I legitimately track my child everywhere he goes.
Oh yeah, like I've got them on the Life 360. But then I thought, well, what? It's fine. She's got her phone. I can track her. But what if I just see all of a sudden her phone starts zooming away at like a high speed?
Oh yes. So I always think that too. 100%. I think the same thing. So like I'm constantly checking on mine when he's playing basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Which I live in a really small town though, and I mean you can walk through my town in probably what 15 minutes.
Yeah.
If,
like from one end to the other, it's
yeah, it's
like spit across the city. Like,
yeah, it's a small town. Everybody knows everybody, and that doesn't excuse anybody, obviously, because you just never know what goes behind closed doors. But it is a small town, and I trust my older child to make smart decisions.
Right.
He is very, very smart, so I do give him a little bit of leniency, even though I'm like majorly stalking him when
right.
he isn't home.
For sure.
But I just got to thinking, you know, when we were kids, we lived in a bigger subdivision growing up, and we walked all over, like all over, and we weren't home until the streetlights came on.
That's right. And we had no cell phones, and they had no idea where we were.
No
it's so
idea.
dangerous so dangerous
so dangerous so 2017 wasn't far away, so I mean definitely wasn't, you know, the 90s or anything.
Right, but they definitely had, like, technology. They had cell phones.
They did have cell phones, and they had their cell phones with them.
Okay.
So these two, they loved exploring. They love the outdoors. So I can understand them taking pictures. You know, I did this type of thing when I was at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at around 1:38 in the afternoon, Kelsey, Libby's older sister, dropped both the girls off at a parking lot just down the road from the main entrance to the Freedom Bridge Trail in Delphi, Indiana.
Okay.
Libby actually called her dad, Derek German, to arrange a time to come and pick the two up after the hike. And they were supposed to meet up at a designated place at 3:15. And Libby's grandfather, Mike Patty, would actually be the one that would come and pick them up.
Okay.
So at 2:07 in the afternoon, Libby took a picture of Abby when they were walking on the Monon High Bridge, and she posts it on her Snapchat story.
Okay.
Which is another thing that I don't let my kids have.
Right, yeah.
Like, I'm usually one that's like, kids should not have social media.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, and in cases like this, it really does help to not only provide timelines, but it can benefit the case.
Makes sense.
It does. I mean, it helps this case. So it is kind of eerie, though, because this is the last communication that you'll ever see from Abby or Libby again.
God. Okay.
It wasn't but minutes later at 2:15 that Libby would record a video of a man walking towards them on the Monon High Bridge. This man will be the only suspect that police will have as an option for the murder of the two girls.
So there's literal video of the man, and we still can't find him. Oh.
Yes. So we'll get into that some more, too.
Okay.
It was later that evening when the girls were supposed to be picked up, and they weren't able to be reached. Panic obviously set in for the family. Like, the family had immediately started to search for the girls on the trail after they were unable to reach Libby on the phone when they were not in the spot they were supposed to be in to be picked up. And unfortunately, they were unable to locate the girls. Police were notified. Mike Patty, the grandfather, was the one that actually called it in as a missing persons. He did this at 5:20 in the evening. So they were supposed to meet him at 3:15.
Oh.
He waited for quite some time.
I mean, probably just looking around, but that kills precious time.
Yes, they searched the trails, couldn't get a hold of her. Her phone would go to voicemail. Nothing.
Please tell me, and I know you're going to get to it, but please tell me this is not one of those cases where, like, oh, it's 13-year-old girls. They were runaways.
No, no, no.
Okay, good.
Not at all. So they didn't have any luck locating them anywhere on the trails. And police actually, like, jumped the case immediately. Like, they immediately got on. They got a search party started. They started searching it that evening, trying to locate both the girls when nobody was able to find them on the trails. And after there was no trace at all, the search ends after 11 p.m. due to the lack of light and no clues left behind where they could be.
Ugh.
They decided they would have to pick it up the next day in hopes to locate both the girls.
I cannot
that
imagine
already,
the family. Like, that is.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I can only imagine having to wait.
Like, there's no way I'm sitting at home. There's no way I'm sleeping. So I'm still just going to be out looking.
100%. Like, that would be me. I wouldn't have left. I mean, I understand there's no light. I mean, I'd be getting freaking spotlight.
And I'm not saying
flashlights.
Anything bad about them.
No,
like, oh,
no, no.
At all. I'm just saying there's no
not
way
at
that
all.
I could have just sat still at home, because I know I'd be awake. So I'd literally just be sitting there just freaking.
Like, it breaks my heart how they had to wait another day. And this part kills me because the very next day was Valentine's Day.
Right.
So they started the search party on Valentine's Day, and it wasn't long that both their bodies were found.
Oh.
It was about half a mile upstream in a wooded area off the trails from where they had been dropped off, which to me kind of confuses me a little bit. Like, they searched for hours and it was only a half a mile upstream. So
unless,
it makes me wonder.
I was
going to
say, unless
makes,
they took them somewhere and then came back and dumped the bodies.
Yes, that's exactly what I was about to say. Unless they were not there that
right.
previous
Ugh.
Day. Their bodies were located. And I will say that nothing has been released on how they were found. Like, how they were killed. Nothing.
Really?
Because police stated that they wanted to keep it out of the public to respect the families.
Yeah.
But there is more to that. So with that statement, they also stated that they could immediately see foul play. I just know that if they found them and they kept it out of the public how they were killed and all that, that it had to have haunted them.
Yeah.
It had to have been bad.
Yeah, that's awful.
Libby truly felt like something was off about the man that walked toward them on the bridge, because she did immediately start recording him.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be later found on her phone. They did locate her phone and the video recording.
Oh, wow.
In the recording, you can see a man wearing blue jeans. His hands are in his pocket. He's wearing a brown baseball cap and a navy jacket. And he kept his head down, but he did come up on the girls. And you can also hear him in the recording saying, "Down the hill."
Down the hill? Like, he's telling them to go down the hill? Fuck you, sir.
That's what I'm saying.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm running the opposite direction. Which
so,
I'm sure they probably did. And, oh my God, this is awful.
So police did release the image of the suspect. So, like, from the video, they were able to, you know, snap a picture from the video from the phone. So they did release this image of the suspect immediately. And it was circulated and pushed into the media in hopes to, like, identify this unknown suspect.
Right.
And this all happened by the 15th of February, so that the very next day.
Okay, so they were on it. They're trying to find this guy.
Like, police really did work this case, like, super fast. They were working it and pushing it. I do have to give them props on this, because they didn't just, like,
dismiss it.
No, they really were working to get answers.
I mean, that's great, because so often, like I said before, if any, like, teenager goes missing, they're just like, oh, they probably
you
ran
wait
away
24 hours
right
and all that. No,
so that is great that they took it seriously and, like, we're on it.
So I will say the video that Libby took did cut off after he made the girls go down the hill. And on the 22nd, police released the video where you can hear the muffled "down the hill" in a news conference. they were hoping that maybe they could locate him by the voice.
Right.
That was the only snippet of evidence ever released for this case. So police did state that additional evidence from the phone had been secured, but it wasn't going to be released in order to not like jeopardize any future trial. So it makes me wonder what all they have on the phone and
Right.
what they're not releasing.
Like, what does that mean?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Huh. Interesting.
So on July 17th, a few months later, police would issue a composite sketch of someone who was wanted as the like primary interest in the murders at the time.
So like on the video, you said he was wearing a hat, but his head was down. So how could they sketch his face? That wasn't just like a looking down.
It was drawn based off of an eyewitness to a specific hiker the day the girls vanished.
Oh. So wait, okay. So a different hiker saw this person, the sketches, and was like, he's kind of similar.
And the
this could have
girls.
been the guy.
Yes.
Okay.
So a hiker, after seeing the image from the video,
right,
the color of the clothes, all of that, and remembering the girls, provided like the best possible sketch he could.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the hiker was never released for safety reasons, which
right.
is good.
Yeah.
And in April 2019, a couple years later, police would release that they have been provided a new path on the case.
Okay.
So they released the audio recording where you can hear the suspect's voice rise just a little bit as he says, "guys," before he says "down the hill."
Oh.
So almost like he's like trying to get their attention first.
Mm-hmm.
And act like maybe he's showing them something. So that's why they were leading, like, listening to him and going down.
That's why they were led down the hill, right?
Yeah. So then in a press conference just a little bit later, it was stated that the first composite sketch that was released, you know, back in 2017, would need to be identified as the secondary now, because they got new news that the man should have been clean shaven with no goatee and no cap, in hopes that they could better identify the man in the video.
Oh.
So I don't know who gave them a different.
Right.
Yeah, they just literally randomly said, you know, we've got a new break in the case. So police
That's
state
weird.
That the man will be between. It is weird.
I was
it's
gonna
weird.
say maybe there was some other video, but I feel like they would have seen it before 2 years.
Yeah, I don't. Or maybe they were able to pull it from the phone and get better details from it.
Right.
Now.
Right.
I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So police did state the man will be between 18 and 40 years old.
That's a wide range.
Very wide range. But he has like a very youthful look. So that makes him seem younger than his actual age, which is why they said 18 to 40.
Okay.
Because they don't believe that he was actually that young. It was also noted that they believed whoever was on the bridge knew the area, because he like went onto the bridge in the video and noticed that the ties were eroding and that the bridge swayed, and it showed it like wasn't suitable for walking straight. And most people that don't know the area would have like easily fallen or,
okay.
you know, stumbled or whatever. But the suspect walked just fine, which made them think that maybe he had been on that bridge previously.
Right. Seemed like he was familiar with the area for sure.
Yes. So police also stated that the suspect may have taken a souvenir from the crime scene, because
oh.
it looked as if the girls' bodies were moved and staged. So remember we had mentioned that earlier, like
right.
That's probably why they couldn't find the bodies the day before. But it wasn't released as to what could have been missing from the girls, but the way that they had talked in their press release and all of the information that was like led on from the case, it was more assumed that the possibility was that the suspect could have like taken photos to just like memorialize the scene.
Oh,
so that was their like souvenir,
like took photos after he had like dumped their bodies.
Yeah.
How would they know
because of
that?
The way that they looked to have been
because they were
staged.
So posed looking.
you know, there's a lot, I was gonna say, there's a lot of things to look in when you're looking at a
Right.
crime scene, and they may not have been missing something, or maybe they were, but they didn't release what they were missing.
Right.
You just don't know.
They're very hush-hushed with this whole investigation.
They have been, and I think there's many factors that come into play about that. You know, obviously the family knew how the girls had died, and they didn't want it in the public to respect the families, to respect the crime scene, to keep it an active crime scene and not closing the case. There's just so much that could be, you know, why they're keeping it all kind of hush hush. So the case has still been such a huge ongoing unsolved case. It's a small town. Police and the community, along with the families, continue to look into who could have, you know, done such a tragic thing. And in December of 2021, so recently, you know, a couple years ago, it was noted that crime scene investigators collected unknown fibers and unidentified hairs from the scene. This was released after police discovered a fake web profile that had been talking to Libby the same day of her murder.
A fake web prof what? What it what?
Yes. So details about what was on the actual profile were not released, other than the name of the profile, which sounds like a totally fake name.
Oh,
It
God.
it's named Anthony Shots.
Anthony Schatz.
Like shot, shot, shots.
That's all I was thinking, which is something that I sing on the regular at my pediatric clinic as I'm drawing up vaccines to give.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Super appropriate.
Yes, very appropriate. So Anthony had been using Instagram and Snapchat from 2016 and 2017, and the images of the profile were like a well-known male model,
Oh
which was
my
how they were
God.
able to. Yes, which is exactly why they were able to like identify that it was a fake web profile.
Right, gotcha. I was like, okay, well we just like track the IP address and we got our guy, but no, it was not Jean-Claude model from Calvin Klein.
Right. So after pushing and digging into the profile, they were able to get the IP address
No.
and identify it to a Keegan Anthony Klein, who is 27 years old of Peru, Indiana.
Did I like just like make that Klein happen? Did I just like throw that into the world with my Calvin Klein model reference?
That's why I started laughing, because I was like, obviously. Details about what was found on the profile were leaked online, where detectives noted that Keegan had talked to Libby on social media the day she was murdered. He had allegedly used his computer that day to look up how long does DNA last?
What? I'm sorry. Guys. Like, what? It was this guy. This guy did it.
So Klein was brought in for a polygraph test. And when he was questioned about the girls, it showed that he was lying immediately and failed the test.
Right, because Klein did
He
it.
was asked, right? He was asked if there was ever photos or explicit items exchanged between the two. And he did say he never sent any images to Libby, but he did receive some from a friend of hers who was staying at the same sleepover she was at.
What? Why, sir,
Right.
why are you even contacting these girls at the sleepover? Like, what are you doing? Throw him in
Like you're
jail.
27.
Throw him in jail right this instant.
Right. So after the information about this break in the case was leaked, police did have to answer questions to the public. So it was noted that Libby did, in fact, talk to this Anthony Schatz at the sleepover the night before she was hiking, and the account does seem to be grooming her.
Of course he is. This is why we have to monitor the social media with these kids, because there's fucking freaks out there that will absolutely take advantage of and groom and just do awful things.
Yeah. So she was like super into the account. She had no clue who she was talking to. Obviously, she thought she was talking to this Anthony Schatz guy. And Keegan was asked if he knew who killed Abby Williams and Libby German on the polygraph test, and it showed he failed.
Because he did it.
It was also shown that Keegan removed the search history on his phone between February 10th and February 15th of 2017.
Like, that shit stays there even if you delete it. Like, they can still get it. And also, why is this case unsolved? Because it was fucking Keegan Klein.
I know. It's not looking good here for Keegan.
It's really not looking good.
So I will say that Keegan hasn't been charged with the murders because there is still lack of evidence. Yes, it does show that he failed a polygraph test. However, polygraph tests, if you're unaware of how they work, they're
right.
based off of your pulse.
Right. So they're super unreliable. Like, it's easy if you're stressed out yes. or anxious feeling to just flat out fail.
Yes. That's exactly how they work. So the thing about polygraphs is police typically don't use them as evidence in any cases any longer, unless it's like they've got extra, you know, evidence that they can base their entire right. profile off of.
Right.
And like in this case, there was
they got something else to back
there was
it
no
up.
DNA. Right. And because there's like no DNA left behind or anything like that, that was able to be traced to Keegan, he was not arrested, but he does deny that he had, like, he did not have any participation in the killings of the girls.
I'm sure he does deny it. I don't believe him.
Right. Well, you would think that Keegan was the guy, right? Like, I think that he was the guy. But
I was like, I feel like there's a but here.
There's the but. So Ronald Logan was implicated as a person of interest from at least 15 different tips to the police. Logan actually lived 1,400 feet away from where the girls were located.
Oh, shit.
He was never identified publicly as a suspect, but police were, in fact, looking into him.
I mean, yeah. So, with that many tips and him living that close, yeah, for sure. You should probably check into that.
Yes. So detectives did say that the voice recording was not mismatched with Logan's. And Logan's alibi he provided police when the girls went missing was proven to be a lie.
Wait, so it was not mismatched, meaning it was matched? Like, that's a match?
It means that they could not 100% say it was a match, but it was identical enough that they couldn't exclude the voice.
Right, but they also didn't have enough to prove that it was. Okay, well, that's stupid.
But that's sketchy, right? That's super
yeah.
sketchy.
So sketch.
So they couldn't say it wasn't his voice on the recording, definitely. But police believed that it was not excluded in the case.
This is very... it is, but it isn't. I cannot confirm nor deny.
Right. So cell phone data was claimed to have placed him near the crime scene when the girls went missing.
You said cell phone data placed him near?
Yes. Like it bounced off the towers.
Yeah, yeah.
And it showed that he was definitely near the crime scene when the girls went missing. So I never was able to see what his actual like alibi that he tried to give was, but police said it was a lie. So clearly he was saying not even close to where he was.
So I don't understand why they can't arrest him based on, which I know they don't have evidence to arrest him, but like based on that you clearly gave a not right alibi, like you're clearly covering something up.
So I will say, I don't know if it's because he lives so close or because he actually did it.
Right.
Which is why, like, the cell phone data was bouncing. So, you know, like, putting him near the scene. But, unfortunately, Logan died in 2020.
What?
And so no more details were able to be collected from his residence.
Wait, so just because you die, they can't collect any more anything from your residence?
So police did get a search warrant to search his home.
Yeah.
But everything came up as a bust. There wasn't any evidence
I love how originally I was like, it was fucking Keegan Klein. And now I'm like, it's fucking Logan. What's his name?
It's Ronald Logan.
Oh, just kidding.
Yes.
You're taking me now, on a roller coaster here. Like, I don't know.
I know. I'm so sorry, but that is all the information that we have for Ronald Logan. And unfortunately, the case is still open. There is other evidence, but it's not released to the public.
Right.
I am hoping that police will be able to have something or somebody to close this case and provide the family and Abby and Libby peace.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's not released. And I did see that one of the detectives on the case did state that they're keeping it all contained, like their extra evidence that they have, because they are really close is what they're trying to say.
I hope so.
And they're afraid that if they release it to the public, then maybe the suspect may run.
Right. Well, I really, God, I really hope that's the case. Like, I hope it's not just somebody like, oh yeah, we've got all this evidence and at the office, like, we've actually got fucking nothing. Like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
The way that they've been, like, they've released on, you know, press conferences, articles, everything that I've found, it really does sound like they have more, but they just can't release it. And everything that plays in my mind is the reason they're not releasing it is because they're watching this guy.
Yeah.
And they're just needing that extra push of evidence.
Right.
To actually get him.
I'm really hopeful that that is the case. Which, one thing that makes me think that that is more likely the case than they don't actually have anything is that they were so on top of it from the get-go.
Same.
Yeah.
And that's why I think they really, truly do have some kind of evidence. And I will say that that, to me, tells me that Ronald Logan was not the guy.
Yeah.
Because they would have already released
something. Was just a lying liar that loves lying. Yeah, yes. No, that makes me think the same thing. Because if he was the guy and they were so close to saying it, I don't feel like they would be trying to keep it under wraps, because he's not going to run anywhere.
Exactly, because he passed away.
So it was Keegan Klein then. Is what
I was going to say. So that's what I was about to say was, so do you think it was him? Or do you just think he was a predator?
I mean, he's absolutely a predator, but there's just so much, there's so much pointing to him.
I will say that something that we need to put on the Instagram is both the composite sketches.
Yes.
And I personally don't think either one of them look alike.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So that's, is interesting.
Yeah.
And I also will put out there that I don't believe that either one of them looks like Keegan Klein.
Oh, shit.
However.
Oh, okay.
However, one of them to me gives a similarity of Ronald Logan.
But we don't think it's him, though.
But I don't think it was him. Now, he sounds like a very sketchy motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, those bitches are everywhere. Sketchy motherfuckers they just be all out and about.
Yeah. But maybe he, because he lives so close to the trails, just was a very weird guy that walked the trails. And that's why there was 15 different tips to police, because they probably all saw this guy walking.
I mean, that makes
sense. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he was the person.
Right.
So hopefully this case will get closed and closed soon. I think police are really close, and maybe, you know, even us talking about it and putting it out there in the public again.
Right.
Somebody can contact the Delphi Police Department and provide any tips that they may know.
My God, I hope so. That's fucking awful. And yeah, I hope it's super close to being solved, and this motherfucker needs to be brought down.
Yes. So that is the unsolved case of the murder of Abby and Libby.
Fucking heavy.
It is.
So,
it is a good one, though.
It is a good one.
A good one to put out there, and a good one to kind of give a little bit more of social media is dangerous for kids.
Right, right. Also, I always feel weird when I say this is a good one. I feel like it comes off wrong. I don't mean like
it does come off wrong. That's why when I said it this last time, I was like, I just maybe I should put out there that
feels,
it's a
yeah,
good
that feels
case.
Icky. Right.
It's a good case to remind the public,
like, it needs to
that
be
that it's unsolved.
Yes, it needs to be put out there, and then hopefully somebody will know something and something will happen and it can get solved and there can be closure for everyone.
Yes. And that's what I mean by that when I say it's a good
Right.
one.
When I
So
said that, I was like,
sorry.
ew, icky. Don't say
Yeah,
that.
I didn't mean it like that. Sorry. But no, it's a reminder to me, especially having kids around that age, you know.
I mean, I've got a 13-year-old daughter and it's fucking terrifying every day.
I have a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old son.
Yep.
14, almost 15. And it's the most terrifying thing, especially in this world that we live in now. But like social media, it's blown up so significantly since we were kids. And
Oh,
it
yeah.
is,
I mean, social media when
it's
I was a
such
kid
an,
was fucking MySpace. It was the facey space, the
I mean,
MySpace.
it's dangerous for, I was gonna say it's dangerous for adults too. Don't get me wrong, but
Oh,
I'm just
yeah.
saying it's so dangerous for our adolescent children who don't know any better, don't
Right.
really
Their
understand.
little brain, their little fontanelles are still soft. Their little brains aren't developed. They don't know what's what from what. Like, they don't understand that there's all of these fucking awful people that are trying to get you.
There is. Yes, there is. This case to me just reminds parents and, you know, other people too, that social media is very dangerous. But, you know, even if your teenager has a phone, letting them understand or teaching them like what's important and
Right.
what's not important. I mean, I have to say that without Libby being brave to open up her camera and
Right.
start
Like
recording,
they would be nowhere without that.
nothing. They'd have nothing.
They'd have absolutely nothing.
So
I just got chills, by the way. That's ugh.
I was gonna say she really put a break in her own murder case. So
yeah. Damn. Well, on a lighter note, why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I haven't done this in a minute.
Why?
To get to the idiot. Knock, knock.
I'm not saying who's there.
The chicken.
You're fucking dumb.
I am fucking dumb. So I got that joke from my Dana. And I fucking died when she told it to me because she messed it up. She's like, why the chicken cross the road? I'm like, why? And she's like, to get to the idiot. Knock, knock. And I'm like, who's there? And she says, the idiot. Ha ha. And I'm like, no.
Oh my God. So she called herself an idiot.
It was fucking hilarious.
Calling herself.
It was hilarious. And I hadn't done a joke in a while. Cheesy joke, so I thought I'd use that from her and also call her out a little bit. Love you, boo.
That's funny.
So yeah,
that's pretty good.
All
that's
right,
good.
Well, let's wrap this up. I've got fucking fajitas waiting for me and I'm starving.
Yeah, I should probably get to cooking.
So I did not cook. I totally picked up some O's on the way home and I was like, I'm recording. I'm not cooking. So my food's probably just cold and they're waiting, but I got a microwave. It's all good.
All right. Follow us on all the stuff.
Yeah. SerialHolicSisters.com. You can go to our Instagram, our Facey Space, send us a message, say what's up, tell us cases you want to hear, all that jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
I did
she
it.
Said.
I did it. All right.
Okay. Let's be awkward.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.
So, hey, y'all.
Hey. Hey again.
So, hey again.
When I first did the research on this case, I left out some information because it's new. The unsolved case has been technically solved.
There has been an arrest, y'all. Like, so recent.
So there was actually an arrest in 2022, but I'm going to get into the details as to why, like, we still consider this unsolved.
Okay. Also, FYI, I didn't look into any of this, so I don't know what she's about to tell us, guys.
So I'll just go ahead and start. So in October of 2022, a brand new break came through in the case. There was evidence that was mentioned would not be released to the public due to many factors that panned out, you know.
Right.
And one of the things that was released to the public was an unspent 40 caliber round that was discovered between the bodies of the two girls.
So they were shot, but it's unspent.
So we'll get there.
Okay. Can I just say, Did we manifest this even though it already happened and we didn't know it? Because we were like, we got to get this solved. Like, hopefully it'll come to closure really soon.
Right. But no, we didn't.
No, we didn't. We can't take credit for that. Somebody else did.
So I will say, remember that this is a trail, so people do hike on the trail. It's around a wooded area. So with it being a wooded area, hunters do go through them.
Okay.
So it isn't unlikely to find bullets that have been cycled through
right.
or anything. But this specific bullet had been cycled through, a Sig Sauer P226 that was owned by a Richard Matthew Allen.
Okay.
Which is neither of the two men that I had talked about.
No. Prior. Also, I don't know what a P220 is. That like a rifle, like a hunting type gun, or is that more like a handgun?
It's actually a handgun. So even though I mentioned hunters go through the area, it's not unlikely for people to carry other types of right. guns with them too.
Right. With it being a handgun, that makes me think less that it's a hunter's bullet, though.
Right. So Richard is a 50-year-old father of two that worked as a pharmacy technician at a local CVS there in Delphi, Indiana.
Okay.
When he was questioned about said bullet, he had no explanation as to why there was a bullet found by the girls. He had purchased the gun in 2001, so it was definitely his longer than this case that had happened, but he claimed that he never let anyone borrow or use it.
Okay.
So after looking more into the case, investigators decided to reveal unknown details about the murder. So I am going to say, spoiler alert, he gets arrested.
Right.
So an affidavit of the case was unsealed, and detectives stated they believe it could have been one of the girls that said in a higher tone rather than the man on the video. Instead of it saying guys down the hill, because remember, it was a higher pitched tone of guys.
Uh-huh.
They believe it could have said, one of the girls could have said gun and then heard down the hill.
Oh, God.
So it was also released that clothes were found in the Deer Creek that belonged to the girls, along with multiple people that had stated they had seen a man matching the description of the man in the video on the trail.
Yeah.
A woman actually said that she remembers seeing a man wearing a blue jacket that matched the man, and he was the only adult on her walk that she had seen.
Oh, that would stand out for you.
Yes. So she also said that she remembers him because he parked his car in front of an old Child Protective Service building that like no longer was a CPS building that was near the trail entrance. But she remembered it because it was odd. She said tons of people park there, but he backed in near the building, pointing in a way that was helpful for him to have left quickly, if that makes sense.
Right. So, yeah. So we could just skeet on out of there. Just skirt on out. Yeah.
Yeah. So usually she said the way that people park was they would just go in, pull into the parking spot, you know, get out of their car, walk.
Right.
But he took his time backing into it. So another man said that he saw a car that was backed into the old CPS building that looked like a PT Cruiser. He couldn't see the license plate, but he just thought it was really odd.
Yeah, okay.
Because it was the only one sitting over there.
Yeah.
And then a motorist also informed detectives that she had seen a man in a blue jacket walking along a road near the trail entrance towards a vehicle. And her words, and I quote, were, he was muddy and bloody.
Oh, no.
Well, Richard had been on the trail between 1:30 and 3:30 on February 13th. And he stated that he had seen three females but never interacted with them. One of them had even said hi to him, and he put his head down and just, like, didn't give them any response or anything.
Sure, sure, fucking liar.
He said he was there watching. When he was walking, he was looking down and watching a stock ticker on his phone as he walked.
Okay.
And when looking into his personal history, they noted that Richard owned a 2016 Ford Focus, which detectives said could look similar in nature to a PT Cruiser. But I personally don't see it.
Yeah, I don't really see it. I mean, I used to have a Ford Focus, and it was not PT Cruiser-like at all.
No, I personally don't see it either. Like, I feel like the whole body of a PT Cruiser is very, like, distinct.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
On October 13th, investigators questioned Alan, who had stuck to his story of not seeing anyone on the trail but the three girls that he passed by.
Mm-hmm.
Well, police were able to get a search warrant based off of just the information and the bullet.
Okay.
And so they went to look at his house, and they located some jackets, boots, knives, and firearms, which one of the firearms was the Sig Sauer that they had
okay.
the bullet. It had, in fact, been cycled through, and Richard again said he had nothing to do with the gun or the girls, but he was, in fact, on the trail that day. He admitted he was on the trail.
Right.
But he could not admit as to why his gun had miraculously, like, been out there that day.
Right, sure.
Well, due to the details that were locked away about the murder, Richard was arrested on October 26th for 2 counts of murder. And he has been held in a state facility awaiting trial.
Did you say October 26th?
October 26th of 2022. When I first started this snippet of this part of the case, I did say in October of 2022, that was when a brand new break had come into the case.
Right.
So it, yes, he was arrested on the 22nd of 22, and he's been sitting there. But there's not really been any evidence.
Okay. Okay.
So here's the kicker. On April 3rd this year.
Okay.
On a phone call to his wife, Kathy, Richard allegedly admits, not once, but several times, that he killed the girls.
What?
So that is the brand new break of the case that happened, that was released, you know, recently. His wife had abruptly ended the call, like, didn't want to talk to him. She was like, what the fuck?
Right, right.
And due to the confessions of the case, newly released court documents were revealed to bring to light the details about the murder. So this is where it gets kind of tricky, to me, anyways.
Okay.
So just a couple weeks ago, this is what has been, like, reopened. So both Libby and Abby were believed to have been killed with a knife.
Oh.
Not with a gun.
Okay.
Which is why it explains why it was so hard to pin a single bullet to Richard.
Right.
Because they suffered from a sharp object.
So they were not shot at all.
It was just, no, they weren't shot.
Okay, so yeah, that would definitely make it hard to link that. Okay.
Yes. So that was why they kept a lot of this information quiet. Because why would they release the way that it was killed and them have a gun so that they could think that, you know, oh, he got out of it.
Right.
So some of the girls' clothing was also missing from the scene. One being a pair of underwear and another being a sock.
Okay.
Libby's iPhone that contained the suspect video was found underneath her body at the scene. So it makes me think that he didn't know that she had one or didn't know that she was recording. And she was able to literally hide it under her without him seeing.
So does that makes me think that they weren't moved and then brought back to the scene then.
I'm personally not seeing it yet.
Right, okay.
So unfortunately, though, it has been noted that Richard's attorneys are arguing that his confessions on the phone can't be trusted due to his current mental state because it's drastically deteriorated, like, while being incarcerated since October. Right.
Okay.
So they're also trying to have the key ballistic evidence throw out as that was not the cause of death. So if that's thrown out, they have nothing for a trial.
Oh, wow. So he's so.
Except for his confession.
Except for his confession. Wow.
So to me, this is where it brings up a few things, like, and I want to know what you think. Mm-hmm. Do you think he did it? Because police never stated any knives were found at Richard's house that matched the weapon.
Right.
And the only thing that they currently have as true evidence for the scene is the ballistics evidence found between the bodies and the confession that he stated on the phone.
Right.
me, it's really odd that the bullet was even out there because, like, it's not like it was shot off or anything. It was cycled through. And also, if he said he didn't have the gun at the location ever and nobody ever borrowed it, why was the gun even in play for this case at all when it wasn't, you know, a part of their murder?
So I have a couple questions. One, I'm probably going to sound stupid, but what is cycled through? Because I thought that meant like the gun went off. I thought it meant like it went through, like it was shot through.
Double check that, because I thought it was when you were like cocking back your gun and it comes through the chamber. Like it had, you know what I mean?
Okay, it says, what does cycle through a gun mean? They don't mean shooting. Most semi-automatic or automatic guns have a way to cycle the gun without the firing pin moving, which means the bullets insert into the chamber and then ejected without being fired.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Exactly what I thought.
Okay. So, okay, I don't know how to feel. I feel like I want him to be the guy so there can be closure. I don't understand. He clearly had the gun with him.
Yes, I was going to say, I wonder if he just used the gun as a scare tactic.
Right, because he clearly had it with him if one of the girls did, in fact, yell out, gun.
Mm-hmm.
But then didn't end up using it.
But did he use it to scare them? And how did he freak them out enough to where he was able to murder them and leave?
Where is the murder weapon? Like, where is the knife?
Yeah.
Did they ever find any clothes in his possession, like in his house or anything matching the description of the clothes?
And the only thing that I found was that they did, in fact, find jackets and boots and stuff like that, but they never said that they were jackets and boots from the scene.
Right.
They never said that it was specific to the scene. They also never said that the knives that they found were any that were specific to the murder. So that's why I'm like, the only thing that they really have is a confession. So if his lawyers actually get the key ballistic evidence thrown out and the confession thrown out due to, you know, mental state,
right,
then they have nothing.
So he's been in jail since October of 2022.
Yes.
For this. Okay. I was very confused because I know when you did your notes, you didn't see any of this. But it's because I saw that there was recent articles, like as recent as like July 4th.
Yeah. So when I was doing my notes on this, I did notice a picture of this guy and I noticed like some CBS, you know, news articles that went out or whatever, but I didn't see anything that had linked him to Abby or Libby or anything. So I had left it out because I thought it was for a whole different like
case. Right.
And then when I started digging into it more and looking for images for our Instagram, because I wanted to show like the side by side of the composite sketch and so on and so forth, a picture popped up of Richard. And then in the two, there was like a photo of Abby and Libby like off in the side,
mm-hmm.
which linked them. So I was like, oh, what's this?
Like,
that's
right.
Not either one of the guys that we had talked about. And then I dug deeper and I found these other releases and everything. And the newest piece of evidence that had been released wasn't like his arrest or anything. It was actually like them being murdered with a knife and all that. So that was what was released recently.
Okay, I gotcha.
It's very, I mean, I'm glad that I double checked everything.
Yeah, no, I'm totally glad you caught that so we could put all the information that we could find in.
But I will say that technically it's not a solved case yet. It's still technically unsolved because this will definitely have to go to trial. And it still brings up multiple questions because,
right,
I mean, we had Keegan who had actually talked to the victim the day of the murder and was like being predatory towards her. And he could have easily still met up with her. You just don't know.
Right.
And you had, you know, the Ron Logan guy or whatever that was also kind of sketchy and guilty looking. And when you see a picture of Richard against the composite sketches, I personally don't see it. But again, It's really hard to do a composite sketch off of somebody that keeps putting their head down
Right,
and,
right.
you
Off of
know,
a
things
blurry
like that.
video
So,
screenshot. Yeah.
yeah.
So I gotta say, ugh.
And it's super hard. I was going to say one more thing, and it's super hard when you're getting so many tips coming through tip lines
I'm
to
sure.
know what's trusted. So the reason it was released about, you know, the multiple people talking about the car at the CPS building and all that stuff is because multiple people who had no like connection had called in this tip. However, they could have just seen a different vehicle because if one guy explains that it looks like a PT Cruiser,
Right.
then I mean, to me, I don't feel like the car really played into it.
Yeah. See, okay. So when you texted me and told me, oh my God, I just found updates on the case that were just released, I got super excited and thought it was like a clear, we've got the guy. Like, this is it. There's going to be closure. I'm just more confused now.
I know, I know. So when I dug into it more and did more research on it, I was just like, well, that's kind of a bummer because really they were holding him and they had him arrested because he had a casing that was by the bodies, which could have happened to literally anybody. I mean, it's unexplained, don't get me wrong.
Right. Yeah.
But it could have, I mean, like I said, it could have, sadly, it could have been a hunter that it just wasn't his day if they would have found something else, you know, who knows?
Right.
But they picked him up. They went off their own whim. I feel like with how much they were pushing to close the case and to get there, they really rushed on the whole arrest portion of it with
Well, I
not
hope.
having like a murder
Right.
weapon or anything like that. But I will say, I mean, he did confess not once, but several
Yeah,
times.
yeah, yeah.
So it
But
makes me
also
question.
after, but also he did that after he's been in jail for several
But
months.
I'm sorry, and I
I know.
understand that he's been in jail for several months, but it's been months. It hadn't even been a year. You can't
Right.
tell me that his like mental state is drastically deteriorating
Right.
from
Like
that.
if you
Not
really,
to
really,
mention,
if you really, really, really didn't do it, then why would you confess to doing it?
he had actually, let's just put this out there too. He had been moved to a state facility, which means there is more like, how do I want to put this? They did it to keep him safe. Like, it's not as dangerous being, I mean, it's
Right.
dangerous, don't get me wrong,
Right.
but he's in a state facility that, you know, there's more protocol and lockdowns there, and
Yeah.
he could be in whatever, what's it called, when it's just him.
Isolation?
Yes, thank you.
Is that what it's called? Solitary? Solitary?
Solitary, yes,
Solitary
solitary confinement.
confinement.
Thank you.
I
I was
was
trying to
like,
think of the word. I don't know
solitary
why it just
parking?
legitimately came out of my mind. But yeah,
Right.
he could have, I mean, he could easily have been, you know, sitting in solitary confinement. And so you can't really, I feel that's where psychologists come into play and they need to go and question and see where he's at with his mental state for real because. Yes, it's easy to fake, but it's also harder to fake for professionals. So
Right.
hopefully we'll hear more of the case and more of the trial and see, you know, what else is able to be found. Because who
I
knows? They could still have more information and just not have released it.
That's true. That's absolutely true. I really, really, really am just hoping for closure for these families and for these girls.
Same.
Well,
That is the last bit of the case. I promise I don't
that's
think
the
I missed
last bit.
anything.
All right. Well, okay. Well, I guess we'll be awkward about this.
The
Yes. Let's be awkward
second time.
again.
Okay, bye.
Oh no. Oh shit. Joyce? Joyce? I don't know if you can hear me, but you're completely frozen and I can't hear you. Fucking A. The last thing I heard, it fucking froze all of a sudden. I think my Wi-Fi went out for like
And
2 seconds.
I know I sent you a text.
Yeah.
Should I just start that whole thing over and you get rid of the last one?
I guess. Hopefully it'll work long enough.
Or just start the sit. Or just start the.
Oh, fucking A. Are you there? I see you blinking. Can you hear me?
I'm just going to start.
Okay.
The sentence over.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's so delayed.
Fuck.
Still, 5 seconds delayed.
Okay, so what happens is when you say a sentence and it sounds like it's going to be something I'm going to react to, just pause for a second to see if you hear me react.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You need to say you died again because you said I died.